This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
What about the cheat sheet?
Oh, Joel, I almost forgot to ask. Were you tuned into the men's room yesterday to check out the cheat sheet at 5:40?
No, I missed it.
That's
Look
okay.
Look at that, Steve. A level playing field for you.
I like that. Man of integrity.
All right, Steve, out the door you go.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Joel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the nursery rhyme, who had a farm with a dog named Bingo?
Oh. Old MacDonald?
That's correct. The first commercially issued film soundtrack was for what Disney movie?
Pass.
Which classic rock band had the albums Quadrophenia and My Generation?
The Who.
Correct. What is the strongest bone in the human body?
The spine?
No.
The femur.
Correct. The umbrella was invented in which Asian country?
Tokyo?
No.
China.
Correct. The first day of spring falls on which day of the week this year?
Pass.
The Ice Bucket Challenge supported the fight against which disease?
Breast cancer.
No. Joel, you got 4 correct.
Oh, did you ever do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did do that.
Oh, yeah. That was cold.
Back in 2014, I believe it was. Wow. And it was cold.
Yeah.
Joel, I would recommend next time listen to that cheat sheet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve Miggs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In the nursery rhyme, who had a farm with a dog named Bingo?
Bluey.
No.
Old MacDonald.
Correct. The first commercially issued film soundtrack was for what Disney movie?
I'm going Lion King.
No.
Cinderella.
No.
Frozen.
No. Which classic rock band had the albums Quadrophenia and My Generation?
The Who.
Correct. What is the strongest bone in the human body?
That would be...
Okay.
The fibula?
Nope.
The femur?
Correct. The umbrella was invented in which Asian country?
Japan.
No.
China.
That is right. The first day of spring falls on which day of the week this year?
I don't know. Today's Thursday.
That is the right answer, Steve. The Ice Bucket Challenge supported the fight against which disease?
Lou Gehrig's disease,
yes.
ALS.
Which continent is the windiest on Earth?
I'm going to go North America.
No.
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes. Which actor played Batman in the 1992 movie Batman Returns?
Christian Bale?
No.
George Clooney?
No.
Val Kilmer?
No.
Damn
what
it.
Is the state bird of Washington?
Eagle.
No.
Cockatoo.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
Parrot.
No, but Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4. Sorry, Joel.
That's okay.
Yep,
that's
next all right. time, man.
It'll bounce back.
You both did not know that the first commercially issued film soundtrack was for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
I went Cinderella. I should have just went with Snow White next.
Batman in 1992, it was Michael Keaton. And the state bird of Washington is the mighty goldfinch.
Is it really?
Yes, the American goldfinch.
The goldfinch?
Yes.
Why don't we have a sports team called the Goldfinches?
We should.
Because it kind of sounds stupid, probably.
Maybe it's a very tough bird. I don't know.
Your Seattle Goldfinches.
I like it.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I'd buy a shirt.
Yeah.
Steve, congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
We are just a couple days away from Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. Both, it will be short in distance and duration.
And I love that we convinced the men's room to make the trek all the way to Stanwood to come hang out with us. And hopefully the Rockaholics will do the same.
Absolutely. It's going to start at 11 o'clock. We're going to be kind of home basing at Stanwood Hotel and Saloon. And then
that way, if it rains, we still got a place to be.
I think we're bringing a tent, too. It's going to be great, no matter what, rain or shine. But part of the deal was I've had to go door to door to the local businesses and give them the heads up that we're closing the road for our silly little parade. So we've been getting to know more about my hometown. We're going to chat with another business owner after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
I always love it when one of our wild, ridiculous ideas comes to fruition, Steve Miggs. And this weekend, we are finally doing Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. The men's room are going to be on tap with us. And the party's going to start at 11 a.m. around the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon area on 270th Street.
Plus, we have a leprechaun. We talked to him earlier. He's already started drinking, so shout out to Shorty. So he's ready to rock. Also, we will have a marching band as well.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be a good time.
So part of the deal with the city of Stanwood is that they need us to go let all the neighboring businesses know about our plans to close the road. And so I've been stopping and chatting with business owners, and today it's Scott Lankford.
I'm so excited to be chatting with Scott Lankford. You are with Lankford Associates, and tell everyone a little bit about what it is you guys do there.
We're a landscape architecture design firm that also will manage your project through the construction phase.
So basically make our stuff look nice.
So literally, I was like, can you come to my house and fix it? Because it's really bad there.
Got a patch in the grass.
Right?
Can you help me out a little bit?
Scott, we're going to be putting on Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. And my hope is that we're going to attract some new folks to come in and check out our little town. What would you say are some of your favorite things to tell people to do? You know, places to visit, spots to, you know, grab a bite to eat. What are some of your Stanwood hotspots?
Oh, Panini's right on the corner of 102nd Avenue is a great place for dinner. Very, very good quality food. The Sound Brewery, which is great for lunch and dinner. That's a really fun place to go. And they have great beer.
I have to say something. I love that he's just like, you know what? Just go to the cool food places. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff. There's probably some nice trails and some of the other things to go check out in Stanwood. He's just like, these are the places to eat.
He's like, eat, drink, be merry.
It's a man after my own heart right there.
Well, I think you and I are probably both very biased living in Stanwood and loving it so much. But I think that once people come this weekend for Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, they'll understand why I drive 50 miles each way to work every day, because I love where I live. And
which is just insane.
It is insane.
And that's coming from someone who drives 30 miles every day.
Or
35.
I don't really think twice about it, but I mean, every one of you that's coming up to Stanwood is like, oh my God, we have to go all the way to Stanwood.
I know, I got to get up early.
Yes. And I'm excited for the parade on Saturday. Scott, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about what you do and what you love about our area.
Thank you. This is fun.
Also, you guys are so close to that barbecue place. That must be dangerous because it smells so good there all the time.
You know, I wanted to mention them. And I suddenly realized I had missed Pure Smoke, and they are great. It is the best barbecue I have ever had anywhere. Yes, it's dangerous.
And they're excited. They're ready for us.
The food obsession is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I feel like I need to stay there all day just so I can eat all these places that you guys have been raving about.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Well, Steve, we also have a rockaholic on the phone who apparently has an idea for us. It's David from Everett, who wants to share some thoughts on what you think my neighbors can contribute. Hi, David.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I know a bunch of your neighbors for a long time, and I know about the Halloween wagon.
Oh, yeah. We have a Halloween wagon, and we do trick-or-treating in our little neighborhood, usually the weekend before Halloween.
How big is this wagon?
I mean, we can put, like, 15 or so people on it. We sit on hay bales and take the kids door to door.
Wait, you say we? Do you own this wagon?
No, but one of my neighbors does. It's Ed and Mike that put it together, and Javier, David. Those are the three that make it happen.
Yep, Ed, Mike, and Javier. I've known Ed since kindergarten.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're 60, so that's been a couple days.
Well, David, what is a huge... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, David. So are you hoping that they will be there at the parade? Are you offering their services? Do they know you're calling about
I'm
this?
Offering their services. Yeah, nice. I talked to Ed about it. He was joking. I don't think he thought I was really going to call in.
Oh, now we're putting them on the spot. I think
Ed,
it's got to happen.
You got to do it. It's for the city of Stanwood.
And for how much candy the kids get on those Halloween, they probably have it left over to throw out.
David, we have to hide the candy from Barrett because it's such a crazy amount. We have to, like, ration it for months.
Oh, yeah, it's hefty bags full.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, David. We're going to have to let Ed know that he's on the horn now.
David, let Ed know and also tell Ed to bring some candy because we're over budget right now.
Oh, my God. The Stanwood shortest St. Patrick's Day parade taking place Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Stanwood Hotel and Saloon.
I'm so fired up for this.
It's going to be really fun.
I'm so excited to see your hometown. I think it's going to be a blast. And just to meet a bunch of rockaholics that live up there, because I know a lot of those, I've talked to a few people on the text line and also on direct message. We never end up that far north. So this is going to be a blast.
For sure. Migs, I know you're pretty shameless in your hobbies, but do you have a hobby that you keep a secret from your friends?
No. I mean, it's hard to keep a secret of me wearing spandex on the weekends and pretend fighting my friends. So, I mean, it's out there on social media, so I can't really hide it.
Well, Rockaholics, if you have a hobby that you keep a secret from your friends, we want you to text us and let us know what it is. 206-803-ROCK. There is a great chat online about this, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 820.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Men, apparently you are hiding your hobbies from your friends.
Oh, great.
There's a list of online hobbies and interests that men have that they keep a secret from their buddies.
I wish people wouldn't feel embarrassed to do whatever it is that they love to do.
Be proud.
But I mean, the world we live in, it's never going to happen.
But there is some really good stuff in this chat, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments about things that guys are just embarrassed to admit that they enjoy doing as a hobby. And we picked a certain special person to read it, someone who I feel like epitomizes a true masculine man. Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, just seemed about right. So natural. We have Robot Peter reading some of these comments. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
I'll admit I like romantic comedies and fruity cocktails. I want my drink to taste good and not like stale bread.
Yeah, Danny. Oh, wow. Give me a Mai Tai or a pina colada, baby. I am a sucker for those. Like, that's
like,
one
like
of
a Cosmo or a lemon drop?
No, that's too pansy. Give me a good pina colada.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I go on vacation, I feel like that's when all bets are off. And you can have, like, the fruitiest of drinks.
Yeah.
With the umbrella and all that. And all the crazy colors make it look silly with all, like, a rainbow of colors, baby.
Double fist those things.
And I'm also not opposed to a good rom-com.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course.
You don't like romantic comedies?
I mean, it's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Who the hell are we working with? Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
About hobbies that men enjoy that they're embarrassed to tell their friends?
My wife and I watch every season of Love is Blind on Netflix. I love it.
That's from Danny, actually.
It absolutely was.
Thank you.
We have one more.
Sewing?
And why was the robot Peter laughing about that?
Wasn't that you, Steve?
That is me.
You have some seamstress skills.
Sewing.
No, I don't enjoy doing it.
Okay.
It's just not that hard to do. And I don't understand why people are like, my wife is like that. I'm sure you're like that. I feel like every female is like, I don't know how to sew. Can you sew? And every dude does it in their relationship.
Wait, are you considered a seamstress or are you a seamster?
I'm a seamster.
A seamster. Okay.
Yes.
Let's actually check in with Solomon on 405 South. Solomon, you have a hobby that you keep from your friends. What is it?
Yeah, hey, first of all, I just want to let you guys know I'll be seeing you at Stanwood.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Yeah, I need to put a face to the name.
So do we. I've been waiting to meet Solomon.
That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm always the bride, always bridesmaid on that damn B-Big.
Okay, well, what hobby do you enjoy that you like to keep a secret from your friends?
I like to go dancing.
What kind of dancing?
Lumbago. Well, I like to let, you know, first of all, I love music. I listen to anything from Judas Priest to Prince, you know, but I love electronic music.
Nice!
So, matter of fact, I went to the NAF revival. I mean, you guys know what NAF was, right?
Oh, yeah. The old raves.
I went to the NAF revival last weekend, and, you know, I don't bug anybody. I just keep to myself, you know, bring a little Red Bull for my vodka for my Red Bull, and dance the night away.
Solomon, my man, I'm not opposed to a good festival with like a late night tent with some EDM going. Granted, I'm dancing like no one's watching.
Yes.
Because I don't even give an F.
I'm definitely watching, Steve.
I know you are.
When you shake that booty.
Let's go. All right, we have another comment about the hobbies that men enjoy that they're embarrassed to tell their friends.
I secretly love motivational quotes, but I'm too proud to admit that I have a notebook full of my favorites.
I mean, that's very uplifting.
I follow a couple of Instagram pages that are just like those motivational quotes, and every day you see it, and it just kind of gets me fired
you're
up.
Just like pound on your chest. You're like, yeah.
Let's take on the world, brother.
Bubble baths.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a good bubble bath? And one more of the hobbies that men enjoy that they like to keep secrets from their friends.
I build Legos, play with my cat, and watch elephant, cat, and dog videos.
That all sounds great.
No, that one's weird.
Why in the world would a guy be going viral for yelling this?
Oh my God! Yes! Yes! It's over! It's finally over! Oh my God!
I mean, that was me watching the Kraken game last night.
Ooh, we're going to explain what was going on there when we tell you what's trending after Everlast.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just getting your day started. You're drinking some caffeine and trying to sift through the world of pop culture. And there's so much happening out there that we're going to help you out. We're going to do you a solid and tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
World is a guy going viral for yelling this.
Oh my God! Yes! Yes! It's over! It's finally over! Oh my God!
He was listening to our show yesterday.
We will get to that in just a minute. But first, Steve, you know the term happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
There is a woman claiming that getting a bathroom divorce from her husband may have been what saved their marriage. So this couple basically now has two completely separate bathrooms that they each use.
So is this a story about my life?
Yes, potentially. The couple, they are Debbie and Jim, and this is them talking about the bathroom situation.
I think a bathroom divorce is best exemplified by two toilets, two sinks, and two ways to shower or bathe in the morning.
Okay, we're not that bad. Like, we're thankful we have two sinks, even though my wife has found a way to be able to use both of them when she gets ready. I'm like, can I get in to my sink, quote unquote? But I've got my own toilet. Far, far, far away.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Like, you're not even allowed to use hers?
Well, it depends on what I'm planning on doing in that situation. You know, if you know what I mean.
Yes,
but we use the same shower.
Okay.
We're not as crazy as this couple.
You're almost Debbie and Jim.
We're one third of the way crazy.
We have everything separate. The pet peeve of my old bathroom was the wet, sticky floor every time I went to use the toilet.
What kind of slob are you living? Look, I'm pretty... Like, I'm not saying I'm, like, the most, like, tidy person, but that's pretty bad.
That's gnarly.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
I would want a bathroom divorce, too.
I'd want him just living in his own home. Like, this is crazy.
So knowing that I use a bathroom with a dry, pristine floor...
You know, one of the members who uses the bathroom has a prostate and the other doesn't.
Okay. I'm back on that guy's side.
Oh, I love Jim.
I don't know why. Maybe something like a grumpy Gene Simmons has prostate issues.
You know, one of the members who uses the bathroom has a prostate.
Oh, much love to Debbie and Jim.
That's just out there. All right, let's talk about this video game player. His name is Niftski, and he just broke a world record for beating the... Do you remember the Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Were you good at it, Danny? Were you guys good at that?
Not very good at it.
Not at all. I still haven't beat it.
Well, this guy beat it in just over 4 minutes and 54 seconds. Guinness made it official, and here's that moment.
Oh, my God! Yes! Yes! It's over! It's finally over! Oh, my God! I did it! I did it! Oh, dude! Oh, my God! Yes! You guys have no idea how bad I just want to rip the shirt. Be like, let's go! But no, it's a brand new shirt, bro. I can't do it.
Do it!
I can't do it. I
just
love you,
do
Mom.
It.
She
I'll
got
buy
me
you
this
one.
For Christmas. I can't do it.
No. Oh.
You beat it by like a tenth of a second.
That's crazy. I've never beat any video game without like cheat codes.
Yeah, I get too bored too quick of playing video games. Even if I get a little bit close, I'm just like, yeah, I give up.
Well, we have a game to play right now, Steve Miggs, and that is Beat Miggs. And you have a record of 72 wins, 38 losses, and 19 ties in 2025. If you would like to play, call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
The Miggs Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.